Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I don't know if you heard this after the game last night, but Jaden was very forthcoming, saying he lost focus there on that handoff to Bill with 3 minutes left in the game. Was that surprising to you that he would say that he lost focus in that moment, knowing, you know, his track record of being so calm, cool, and collected in those moments?
No, it doesn't surprise me. It actually, you know, probably enhances what I feel about him. That's just like him, to go through those spots. And I'm not surprised that he said that. I had a text that we exchanged today. I won't share that, but just about, you know, how important it is, how he plays, and, you know, I'm certain he'll learn from it.
Dan Quinn yesterday, I thought that was an interesting answer to that. I think what he's saying, the obvious answer, I think, in terms of reading between the lines, is Jaden's a guy that takes accountability. Doesn't surprise him. He takes accountability. He's not a guy that would throw anybody under the bus. Yeah, not that there was any busts, you know, throwing under opportunity anyway. It's not like the snap was not good. I also thought there was a part of it in there that speaks to, you know, hey, we got to be, you know, a little bit more buttoned up in these situations, a little less kind of laid back, casual. Not that I want him worked up. He's smooth and nothing seems to faze him, but just a little bit more, you know, you've got to take that extra step. That is a crucial situation. I'll mention this again for those that didn't hear it earlier in the show. I don't think they get the first down, even if the exchange and the handoff is a successful one. There was penetration and it was quick, and that's why the Bears immediately fell on the football and had the opportunity for the recovery, rather than, you know, Kroski Merritt or even Jaden having the opportunity to recover it. You know, because he was in pistol, he was, you know, that bad exchange was, you know, 3-4 yards behind the line of scrimmage. I also just wanted to address what Billy in Chantilly said, that Jaden was, you know, banged up and wasn't the same after the roughing the passer low, you know, on Brisker when he came in on the knee. I've now watched every play since. And the play that indicates to me that he was not hurt is the play before the botched handoff fumble. It's a 2nd and 9 at midfield, and Montez Sweat gets immediate pressure. I guess they forgot to block him. I don't know if it's play action to McNichols, and maybe Bates is supposed to chip Sweat, but he doesn't. And Jaden makes Sweat miss badly in the backfield and then takes off and scrambles and nearly gets the first down, diving for it, which set up the 3rd and 1. The next play was the botched handoff. So I don't think we're going to be like, if we're going to have a surprise today with Jaden on the injury report. I don't see that coming, at least based on the way he played after. We'll see. Quinn will certainly be talking. All right, let's get back to the phone lines. What'd you say, Max?
He's speaking right now, actually.
Oh, Quinn is?
Yes.
Do you want to go to that, and then we'll come back to these calls?
Sure. He's just starting the presser now, so we can kick it up and
let's
get it
hot. Let's go to Dan Quinn in Ashburn.
He's still working back from a knee injury, but we are glad to have him here. So all that said, glad to get rolling with you guys.
With Noah, I mean, what happened with the groin? Was there a setback, or was it? Did something happen while he was practicing that re-injured it? And I guess why not put him on IR before this point?
Yeah, well, I would say it wasn't a setback. It just hasn't responded, you know, quite the way that it needs to. So I wouldn't call it a setback. Hindsight's 20/20. I think the main thing is, man, we're gonna get him right. That's the ultimate goal, to get there. So we know that means 4 more weeks, and like, the guy's working incredibly hard at it, and so we want to make sure hit all the marks that we can with him.
Then what's the plan for Terry this week?
He'll practice this week, and I'll have a better sense where we're going, because today is going to be more at a jog through pace where we're not, you know, fully, you know, speed up and going, but that'll be more as we get into tomorrow. But, you know, like, I'll have a better assessment after we go through like some full speed, you know, routes and movements to see where he's at. But I'm excited where he's trending.
With Noah, is this something that would require surgery, or is this just more time, rest, recovery?
More time, and just we're going to really push it, make sure the recovery's right, the strength's right, and just, you know, kind of go through all of it to make sure he's really ready.
Have you had a chance to talk to him as he's dealt with all this? I mean, it's been,
I will today.
Kidney,
I didn't,
knee, everything.
This morning. I have, obviously, previously, but not specifically today, but I will this afternoon. Like, he's one of these competitors. He takes it hard. He cares so much. He loves it. And so, you know, moments like now are hard because of who the competitor is. But the good news is that, you know, let's put the plan in place that we can absolutely, you know, nail it to get him back. And that's what we'll aim to do.
Dan, is there any concern with Armstrong and the hamstring going forward?
I think there's always concern in and out, and he kind of showed, man, I'm going to battle through it to go. We won't really hit our speed stuff till tomorrow, David, so I think I'll have a better shot today. He's able to do the walks and that kind of stuff today, so I'm encouraged by that. But until you load it, go. The good news is, like I said, he's in, he's out, but meaning coming back and forth into the game. But I'll have a better feel for him tomorrow as we get a little bit more movement.
As you dug into kind of the issues with starts, Do you go all the way into what time are we getting to the stadium? What are they doing pregame? What are our pregame drills looking like? Are you going that deep into it?
I do, and I also want to dig in, you know, to the leaders and say, you know, what are some things that we need to do to hit it? And it's not a score as much as an attitude, a mindset to go. So I want to make sure I'm clear on that, because if you only base it just on that, I think you could miss it. And so it's not that. And I liked the intentness going, getting ready. And like I said, the offense had a long drive. We turned the ball over at the end of it. But it is important. And so it's more collaboration to say, is there anything else, you know, we need to do and hit differently? I've had those conversations, and I'll continue to tweak it until we get it exactly right.
Coach, how have you seen opposing defenses change their game plans when facing you guys with Terry and Noah's absence?
It depends, I think, where on the field some. I think it's also their matchup, too, you know, in terms of they want to play more man-to-man or doing things differently. The run game, not counting last game into that space, but I think that's been one of the areas we've started to really, you know, hit our marks. And that alone changes some things, because having the ability to go down and stop the run, some of the ones, I think that could be as big a factor as anything. But for sure, that's part of it. But you just have to navigate how you go and who you're there. Like, there's a way to win every game. You just have to go dig in and find it, and it might not be the same every week. And you know, we're equipped to do that.
Over here. Your defense obviously has had some issues, and you're facing one of the best offenses in the league. What has been their psyche since Monday night, and how much does pride play a factor in you guys getting better?
Yeah, I don't also want to portray the sky as falling either. You know, there's some things that I like about how we're doing some things on third down. We're not getting the ball enough, Chick, honestly. And that's one part of playing good defense. We're not hitting our tackling, you know, to the space that I think is the standard that we've set. But we've also had some moments where we know what good can look like and what it does. So we want to make sure we're capturing that. Meetings-wise, it's tense, it's tight, like it should be when you're, you know, trying to dig in and find the right answers. And that's what's cool about this group, that it's not somebody pointing or, you know, doing that. It's, hey, man, let's go through our thing together and how we'd go about it. So you're right, it's a great challenge with Dallas and you know, weapons they have. And I think Dak's honestly hitting, you know, his marks at a high level right now. That's what the tape tells me so far. And we're looking forward to the challenge.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Just to take a step back to Terry, what was the biggest kind of step forward that he took last week, and what do you need to see from him specifically this week if he's going to play?
We call him like a game simulation where you run different routes, you work different movements. Sometimes in a rehab you could see, you know, it's predicted where you're going to go, and so off-schedule throws, how to do different things. So that's a good step when you're moving forward. So that's part of the process, like in your return to play, to like simulate more closely related, you know, plays. So the fact that we're moving in that direction, that's a good sign.
And then broadly, when making decisions about whether or not somebody goes on IR, like obviously this would be, I think, his fourth week. How do you guys go through that decision-making process?
Through the medical team, and lean into what, you know, the guidelines that they want to set and how to go, how long is a predicted rehab, you know, of this type of nature, you know, going to take. It's not exact, that I can tell you. Not everybody, you know, heals in the same way and the same speeds with this, you know, different types of injuries. So if it was exact, it'd be super easy to do. And so then there's all sorts of other factors. Did it respond? Did it not? And where are we at? So you just try to play it as close as you can, knowing that it's not always going to be on this timeline or that. So I think what I've learned is just, man, have patience and listen, you know, to the player. They know it best. They really do. They're going to push it hard to see where they can go to, but they know it best. And we just follow those guidelines. We got a strict, you know, procedure that we go through. So we just try to stay connected to that and follow and listen.
From Sam Cosmi, with him kind of being on the cusp here, I know you have until next week to activate him.
Yeah, I liked what I saw from him last week. First padded work, he got a lot of reps, and we expect to do that kind of same, you know, process with him this week. But it was a hell of a start for him, you know, to get back and get rolling. He's really put the work in, so I, you know, anticipating seeing that continue and trajectory going up.
All right, you've been listening to Dan Quinn. What you missed at the beginning but probably gathered from some of the questions, Noah Brown to injured reserve. So that locks him out for the next several weeks. Sure, the question can be asked, why not earlier and have, you know, that roster spot for somebody else? You heard him explain that. With respect to Terry, making progress, he'll have more of an update towards the end of the week. Dorrance Armstrong, you know, hurt his hamstring during the game and was out. And, you know, we had the sideline report about that. Then he came back in and got the half a sack. He was credited with half a sack. Now, that was a Caleb Williams holding the ball too long. Max told me at some point today, and I don't think we've said it on the air, you said that PFF had Caleb Williams as the lowest graded offensive player for the Bears.
Yes, he graded out to a 46.1.
Yeah, and look, there were just so many opportunities out there for him, I thought. And his team let him down. The Zacchaeus play we've talked about ad nauseum at this point. I mean, that's a massive play. He made some plays, too. You know, that big third and five to Loveland, it's wide open. It's a pitch and catch that literally any father and son or father and daughter or mother and daughter could make in the backyard. It was that easy. The defense was that, you know, non-resistant. But, God, he's inaccurate. Inaccurate, and Aikman must have pointed it out, you know, five times during the game. Man, he's got this here. He just doesn't come back to it, doesn't see it. And people were wide open all over the field. With that said, he was 17 of 29 for 252. That kind of tells you something right there. In a game that wasn't, you know, garbage yards, obviously, at the end. Sometimes you got 250-plus because you're down three touchdowns and the other team's sitting back in prevent. That's not what we had on Monday night, clearly. But the fact that he was the lowest-graded player, for whatever it's worth, I know some of you feel the same way I do about PFF, which is it's a tool, it's interesting information, it's certainly not the end-all, be-all. But for him to be the lowest-graded offensive player and throw for 252 a touchdown without one interception. He did have a turnover-worthy throw. Sanders still should have had that one. Tells you just how bad Washington was defensively. Tell me real quickly if you have that PFF thing opened up the grades. What about their offensive lineman, Darnell Wright in particular? Did you look that up for me or not? Because I thought their offensive line was really good.
He graded top five. Let me pull it. Best offensive grades, Darnell Wright, 75.7.
Okay, so that's well above average in the PFF, 60s average.
Mm-hmm.
What about the Chiefs guard that they signed?
Tooney. Top offensive grade on the team. He graded an 88.
Yeah, their offensive line was good.
Real good. They did a lot.
Really good the other night.
Did a lot in this offseason. It's worked out.
All right, what else did he say? They were working out Treylon Burks. Remember him, the first-round Tennessee receiver from Arkansas? Man, Burks was one of those interesting guys. He was big. You know, remember Treylon coming out of Arkansas? That's the Jahan Dotson draft? Is Burks the...
I believe so. 2019, right?
Well, the 22 is that... Let's see.
Drafted.
Yeah, 22. The 22 yeah. draft is the Jahan Dotson draft, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and Burks was in that draft. So you had a lot of wide receivers, right, in that draft. Here it is. I've got the list in front of me now. You had Drake London go one, Garrett Wilson go two, Olave after the trade with New Orleans with Washington went three in terms of wide receivers. London was 8 overall, Wilson was 10 overall, Olave was 11 overall, Jameson Williams was 12 overall to Detroit, Jahan Dotson 16 overall to Washington, and then Treylon Burks 18 overall to Tennessee. Those were the first rounders in that particular draft. I think in watching Burks, you know, who was a bigger receiver, you know, he and London were probably the two biggest receivers in that draft height-wise, I'm guessing. You know, Washington was in love with Drake London in that draft, just so you know. They were in love with London in that draft, and they were very much in love with the offensive lineman that went to the Seahawks. Charles Cross. Those were the two players. Had they fallen to 11, they would have never made the trade. I don't know why they didn't love Kyle Hamilton, but whatever. Burks, to me, first of all, no quarterback, right, for the most part. You know, Will Levis for part of the time. He just never looked super interested, and he missed a lot of games because of injuries. He just looked like one of those guys that always was going through the motions. But former first-round pick, they were working him out today. What else came out of that? Drake Jackson, they actually signed, you know, the defensive end that's coming off the terrible patellar tendon injury. He's a 49er, so obviously familiarity with Adam Peters. Yeah. And then Cosme there at the end. You know, Cosme's close. Terry's close. Hopefully in time for Dallas. By the way, CeeDee Lamb is close. He could be back for Sunday's game. All right. Those of you on hold, I appreciate you holding. We'll get to your calls. The question that we're getting to is just describe this team through six games. It's more of a small sample size now. We got more to kind of judge. We're getting to that point where we kind of are starting to figure out what they have. It'll never be completely figured out. It's the nature of the NFL. But how do you describe our team after six games to someone who hasn't seen any of the six games? 301-230-0980. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll get to your calls next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.